Hello, this is Chorus Call Operation. Welcome to the presentation of consolidated results first half 2025. The call is in with English translation. So please check the bar and you can understand. We will be able to listen to the English translation. Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. To start by presenting the first half figures, and then I will leave the floor to the Chairman Oscar Marchetto and our Chief Corporate and Managing Director Alessandro Zanchetta. So let's start having a look at the highlights, financial highlights. So as in the past, we have decided to represent the main key performance indicators, which are particularly positive for these first half for all indicators. So let's start from the revenues that in the first half stood at 192.7 million as compared to 185.6 million for the first half 2024, with an increase by almost 4%. So the top line is increasing, and a specific improvement was recorded for EBITDA, which is at 15.8 million. And then we will see the EBITDA margin and the effect on the three segments. The other indicator that is the net result is an opposite as last year, with a positive result by 2 million. The net financial position is aligned with the closure, the end of the year 2024, and again, net leverage ratio, which is again quite good. So this is just a summary of the KPIs for the first half. So let's continue. And for those who do not know us, now, starting from now on, we will be presenting also the results of the three segments, which are Horizon as for engineered systems, for naval architecture and building facades, Talenta, which deals professional kitchen systems, both for naval and civil sectors, and the third segment that is called the Mestieri, concerning design and production bespoke interiors, both for civil and naval sector. Let's start from an overview of revenue and top line. So this first half was very good, a 3.9% increase from 186 to 193, approximately. And these segments, Mestieri and Talenta, account for an important improvement, as you can see from the right icon. So the one that contributed the most are the Talenta and Mestieri segments. That is why the Horizon segment has slightly reduced. As for the breakdown by geography, also, again, the increase has been marked in Europe as compared to the U.S. So Europe is 51.5% as compared to 43.5% in the United States. So with an increase of Europe. As for the revenues increase, and we will see that in individual segments, in general terms, the driver for the revenues was the naval sector. That is quite transversal and includes all of the three segments. Let's move to marginality. And these KPIs are the most important one and the one that draws most of the attention on the group and the one we are working on. And we have been working on it for many quarters. It keeps improving from 12.8 million in the first half 2024 to 15.8 in the first half 2025. So a 24% increase, and as an incidence, 130 basis points. EBITDA margin is now stands at 8.2% as compared to 6.9% in the last half. So thus consolidating the increase in marginality that we already recorded in 2024 and in H2 2024. At the same time, also the other indicators, EBIT and EBIT margin, have been improving significantly, and EBIT included 2.5 to 2.8 million. And here we can see some more stabilization. There is no longer any non-recurring element for the write-off for as we had in the previous years. So that contributes to a robust margin increase. If we have a look at this table, bottom left, so the contribution comes from Horizon and Mestieri, and we will see the important contribution by Mestieri with a recovery in marginality. One of the most important elements and for that to which we think these increase is the higher refitting volumes in the naval sector, and the SOMEC is well known for this business and keeps working on it very effectively. Let's now move to the next slide concerning the backlog, and I think that over these months you may have read a lot of announcements concerning backlog and also the acquisition of new orders, new contracts. So these snapshot is adjusted or up to date on the beginning of July when we announced 510 million orders. So we have added it to these snapshots, 569 million as compared to 700, so it's an increase, 744 to 769, so an increase, and these 20 is a real order, whereas the 17 concerns the options, because just to remind you that in the naval sector, the so-called options are usually renewed, so this backlog can be considered as robust. So we should add, just on in the timeline, because the announcement was on the 17th of July, so we should add further 17 million or so. The overall backlog has increased significantly, and this allows us to have a very long-term visibility. On the right-hand side, you can see the different division and breakdown for the next years. So the largest part of this backlog is provided by the naval sector, so the glazing, but also civil facades. And these is less visible because the order times and delivery is shorter, while Mestieri and Talenta is also included, and also the refitting, because the refitting contribution is very fast in terms of scheduling and ordered and produced. So this backlog allows us to have a greater visibility and also confidence into the future. So now let's continue with an overview by segment. The first one is Horizon, and it has revenue that is aligned. There's a slightly minus 3.5%, but the Horizon manages orders and also significant volumes by contractors, so with small variations, also due to events or occurrence outside the group. So plus very slightly variation are not relevant. This half is quite aligned with the past. Also, first half 2024 was quite relevant. We are continuing effectively with at that pace. The positive, very positive fact is the increase in marginality, again, expected and announced and the forecast. If you remember, we mentioned backlog that was put to safety, allowing increase in marginality month by month. Over these 6 months, this can be seen because in the horizon, it moves of 7.7% to 9.4%. That's confirming and the expectation connected with the cost stabilization, operational effectiveness, which allow us to improve the marginality and be aligned with expectation as well as consolidating results. Let's move on to the second segment, which shows an increase in revenues, also driven by the development of professional cooking equipment on ships and the naval sector. As for EBITDA margin, there's a slight decrease due to some costs focused on H1 2025 for the plant integration. We already announced that during last year call, that we will be working on these division. We are integrating four different plants of Talenta as a product to two plants. So that this led to a set of investments and reorganization costs that slightly accounted on the H1 2025. As for Mestieri, Mestieri is definitely the segment that drove to the highest increase, both in the terms of revenues and margins, especially thanks to naval works, so interiors on Italian and German shipyards, moving from 38 to 48.8. Plus 25.3 with EBITDA margin moving from 3.5 to 5, so from 1.4 to 9, 2.9, so from 3.5 to 5.8. Again, EBITDA by 108%, over 2 times higher. This was already pre-announced. The Mestieri suffered from some non-performing orders in 2023 and 24, and these startup stage that is still current that have absorbed more cost. Now we are moving from a startup to a more performing entity, and especially the naval interior sector is really performing according to expectation, aligned with what we expected and with no stalemates. Let's move to another indicator of profitability, which is the net result. As anticipated, it's absolutely positive to 2 million as compared to the negative result in the previous H, the previous half. So the trend is absolutely positive, and it's going to the it's just applying the trend. So increasing the marginality and improving the top line is now having an impact on the bottom line, despite interest tax, which are not going down, and the impact of exchange rates. You know that we work with the US for a large part, and despite these, the bottom line is definitely improving. Let's now move to the item of the cash flow, which records as compared to the trend that we announced at the end of the year, we are definitely aligned at 36 to 40 million. So, as compared to the debt reduction, there's a slight slowdown, but it's just to refer to these half. For those of you who known from the past, we have a certain season or seasonality for an cash flow, and then at 30 June, we have some absorption in the working capital. It's quite temporary, so we expect to get to the end of the year with a still reduction as compared to 2024. So as you can see, the bridge on the right-hand side between the bank and net financial position 2024, and the net financial position at the June closing. So we work on these in working capital every day. There are a couple of items that led to these weighing down of the working capital, and we're working on some orders which have a cash flow that is more positive towards the end of the year. So this has an impact, and some relevant clients in refitting that were paid in the second part of the half of the term. So some factors that are not concerning, just transitory. So I have come to the end of my part, and I'd like to leave the floor to the chairman to give you some more market element. My name is Oscar Marchetto, Chairman and Managing Director of Somec. As you have seen, the first half has shown what we have been saying for a long time. So we're working on figures in terms of margins. The first half has impacted in terms of dollar. So you've seen that we have 3% in the U.S. tariffs. We are in the U.S. with Fabrica because all the naval part that accounts for almost 60% is not impacted by the tariffs, even if the ship owners are American, because most of the ships are built in Europe, while refitting is performed outside the US, because all of these cruise ships usually have offshore flags and not American. So there's no impact on tariffs. The only impact we have on the tariffs is Fabrica. We are local. We have an American production, but not all the raw materials come from the US. Most of the US companies purchase their material outside of Europe. So a smaller part has an impact on tariffs for the first half. Despite these, you may have seen that the resilience of our group is really holding still. And the most important part is the cruise sector. I think you may have read the news and the shipyards of Fincantieri announcing large orders in cruise ships. There are four groups building cruise ships in Europe, and these four groups have a visibility also beyond 2030, up to 2035, 2036, so 10 years visibility. And through the French shipyard, Finnish and German shipyards, there will be more announcements of new cruise ships. So for the time being, we are collecting new orders and announcements for our business that we will be given from these shipyards. All of the three segments are involved in the cruise ships sector. So there's quite a lot of buzz also in terms of refitting. There are almost 300 ships sailing, 70 billion of new orders from ship owners for new buildings in the next 10 years. So
not just the 300 ships that are sailing that need to be refitted to be more competitive, but with the passing by years, also the new ones will have to be refitted, restored, because of wear and tear that will impact on especially the outside part of the cruise ships. So refitting and new buildings that will need to be refitted. So there's a very positive trend in terms of passengers. And before COVID, the number of passengers was 29 million. And 2025 marked 37 million passengers, so almost 10 million more. And the world of cruise is just accounts for just 3% of the world tourism. So there's a lot of potential in terms of growth. And the new ships have a value that is above 40-50% as compared to before COVID, because passengers are more demanding, common areas are larger, there are more restaurants, so the value by ship is increasing year by year, and not just outside in terms of comfort, inside, so for the interiors, but also restaurants in which we work with Talenta. So for the next year, we are forcing only growth. In the US, Fabrica is continuing to work and to have orders. We are not in the residential world. We work mostly in biotechnology, offices, hospitals, schools, universities. So this is a business we work in, and we are continuing to collect orders. Besides interest rates, we are waiting for the rates to go down. So when it happens, also there will be more investments. As for Mestieri, you have seen that there's a sort of adjustment on retail or luxury hotels. And it's awakening at the end of the year. We have luxury hotels, museums, hospitality, naval, so cruise, and then private homes. So again, also in this sector, we are resilient and we can move and we can adjust based on the current trends. Let it go to Alessandro, especially for the naval part, as the chairman already said, and also a very interesting part is that the ship is the destination. So cruisers do not choose to go to the Caribbean. They want to choose a specific ship to experience the life on the ship. So that's why ships offer a lot of entertainment, a lot of beautiful spaces, so that also the certain sailing ships are better and better. As for Fabrica, what are we doing in the US? Of course, in addition to the works, we have announced an important work for the Nokia building. So that's avoiding the tariff problem because all of the contracts, all the costs are passed over to customers. So we won't have an impact on the future works. And so we try to find opportunities from crises because if investments are failing and the problem is not a tariff, but the problem is the uncertainty of some elements. So rate abatement, rate stability. So if the market is awakening, we want to catch these opportunities. Competitors suffer more the dollar effect as compared to us, and this is very good. Some of our competitors, especially on the fast aid, decided to close their plants in the US Now they are suffering a lot because of the dollar effect, while this is not our case. And another positive aspect we are doing with the Fabrica is to reach and to approach the systems, doors and windows system, because more and more buildings are being renovated. And so the doors and windows system is a great opportunity that we are assessing. Another important project that we are approaching is the refitting of facades. And this is quite new for the moment, so the renovating, restoring of facades. And starting from our know-how, and taking advantage from our expertise connected to refitting of buildings, and that is a very peculiar, it's a specific, because it means to replace these facades while people are working. So it takes a lot of safety and security for the building sites. So we are trying to limit the impact. And another aspect I'd like to highlight on Fabrica is the cross-selling with the other segments of the groups. We started from the Rolex project by integrating the external part of the facade and the interiors of Mestieri. We are doing that with other customers. And so Fabrica is a sort of a sales agent in the US. So taking into consideration the idea of having a privileged access to customers from outside, and then taking advantage of this context to work inside, so indoor with architects. Since Fabrica is an entity that is trusted, and we can rely on it for cross-selling. So integrated the facade word with interiors in other businesses. So Rolex was a pioneer in this, but then also the idea or a project where we are working on for a very famous Italian automotive showroom that also this is useful to understand the different integration between the segments. And also to reorganize the plants for Talenta, we had some entities with limited values, but with a huge potential in terms of production. So we started 1.5 years ago, and we have almost completed that. So we try to be more performing in these facilities, also to allow Talenta to reach higher objectives. And also in the Talenta naval part with Oxen, we have reorganized the plant so that it will allow us to grow, because our growth will be substantial in the over the next year, especially in the cruiser part. So if we have any questions, okay, we will start now the Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, you can click on the icon on the hand. So when you are announced, just click on continue. And for those who are only listening, press the asterisk, the star on the phone. The first one is by Francesco Brilli, Intermonte. Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for allowing my question, and congratulations on your results. I have a couple of questions. especially on refitting. If you can give you an overview, because it's really become a very significant business, and so how much it impacts also in terms of quality on the different segments and the expectations that you have in terms of sustainability for this growth rate in the individual segments, especially Horizon. Also due to the virtuous business, if you have the goal to increase this rate. I have a second question, but I will ask it later. So just for give you an overview, the three segments in the naval sector, Horizon with glazing, Talenta with the kitchen, and Mestieri for the interior. So if we weigh the refitting, is approximately 70% in the glazing segment, so Horizon. While we are developing the very important part of the Talenta, so professional kitchen, that and there's a huge opportunity to grow in the business. And as we want to do that, also for the interior over the next year. So 70% in Horizon, but for the next years, we would like to have 30% each segment. So we want this rate to grow also in Talenta and in Mestieri. So next year, there will be a reorganization also in Talenta and Mestieri. That's a strategy. I have a second question concerning the perspective. The second question concerns the potential orders and small acquisitions that may help you to accelerate the business, so refitting on facades or other projects such as doors and windows systems. So we are not going to carry out acquisitions, extraordinary acquisition. We are reorganizing the structure that we already have. And so it's just a question of labor, and we are finalizing it. As for extraordinary operations, so M&A to increase Talenta and Mestieri, we have always said that we are currently working to lower our debt to increase marginality, and we're thinking about it in 2026. Okay, thank you very much. The next question comes from Olivier Lombard from Camargue Capital. Okay, click on continue. Olivier Lombard, you can ask your question.
Hello, do you hear me? Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I would like to come back on the EBITDA margin, please. Two questions on EBITDA. First one is, do you have a seasonality on EBITDA between H1 and H2? Second question is on the EBITDA margin per division. How do you consider your current EBITDA versus your normalized or your target you want to achieve in each division, Horizon, Talenta, and Mystery? Thank you.
As far as seasonality is concerned, there's not a real seasonality in terms of EBITDA margin, but we should highlight a great contribution of refitting, especially in the first part of the year, and this must be highlighted. However, thanks to the work and other projects that are not concerning refitting, we are not feeling or we are not affected by seasonality. We do not expect a drop in marginality in H2. As far as the marginalities reached by division, we are going towards the expected direction, especially Horizon. 9.4% margin is reaching the target. And as for Talenta and Mestieri, we are still far from our targets in the midterm, because we definitely want to increase our EBITDA margin in Talenta, which is now 7.4%, and we know that we have room for improving to improve it. But also for Mestieri, we do not want to content with the 5.8%, but we are aiming at the double. So we don't mean that H2 will record these double increase, but we are still far from the marginality that we are targeting for the third segment.
Okay, and can you remind us the target EBITDA on Talenta, please?
Talenta and Mestieri, our target in the mid-term is above 10.
Okay, thank you very much.
Some competitors have it above 10, and we want to reach that objective. Please, if you want to ask a question, you can ask on the Q&A icon on the left, or raise your hand, or press the star icon on your phone. If you have any more questions, press on the icon and raise your hand, wave your hand, or the star icon, asterisk, on your phone. There are no more questions. Okay, let's wait for a couple of minutes. So you can click on the Q&A icon if you have a question, or asterisk one. We have a further question by Edoardo Luini here. Click on continue if you want to ask your question. Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. Thank you for a couple of congratulations on your results. So as far as it's possible, we would like to have an overview, a growth rate that you expect in terms of revenue and in net profit. So since you're back improving in this half. So in the mid-term, we expect a growth rate single digit. The naval world is really growing significantly, so we expect and we hope that 2026 and 27, based on our approach, all the contracts, all the orders, we will mark a double-digit increase. So in all of the sectors, so both in Horizon, Talenta, and Mestieri. So in the naval world, we expect an important and significant growth. And then as the president, the chairman highlighted, the same applies to refitting, because we have a large potential in both Talenta and Mestieri, in which we have a market share, which allows us to have more margin. But we have really paved the way to a lot of activities that will be visible in 2026 and 2027, as well as a reorganization of Mestieri, on which we are expanding in terms of sales and commercial activities. And then again, also taking advantage from the cross-selling activities, especially in the US, that may give us more advantages, even though the top line, the revenues top line, was the focus that we had in mind in 2025. So it will be for 2026. But bear in mind that 2024 and 2025, we worked a lot in order to make our production facilities more efficient, also to pave the way to these future growth. So we have made ourselves ready to be performing and to be in line with next project. So we invested a lot, both in the production organization, to make ourselves ready and be ready for the next growth. Our structure, the organization and the production technique can allow itself to have a revenue increase. Thank you. So click on the Q&A icon on the left-hand side, or press the star on your phone if you want to ask a question. Okay, if there are no more questions, then we can close our conference call. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to all, and have a good afternoon. Goodbye.